As we began on Friday night, opening wide our circle, let us bring to a conclusion our being together by again opening wide our circle and praying for the needs of the universe. For nations torn by war, strife, violence, killing, and division, that peace may come to their peoples and lands, and that we may learn to stop our violence. We pray. Discover ways to share bread. We pray. For the poor, victims of unjust economic and political systems, that together we may find ways to end oppression and injustice. We pray. Ourselves, the Christian community, that we may be unbound and break out of our boundaries to include all, women, men, gays, lesbians, married, unmarried, rich, poor, black, white, red, and even blue. We pray. For those who have died, who have gone before us, and are held in the memory and heart of God, that we might never forget them, we pray. If you would like to add your intentions, you are welcome to come to one of the three microphones and we will join in prayer.
For men and women around the world who are struggling with addictions, Hear our prayer.
For the men who dare to stand with us,
For these, for all the needs that are in our hearts that are unspoken, we pray. Willing to stand, let us all stand, please.
And please repeat after me in a commissioning of one another. By the grace of God, in imitation of Christ, through the power of the Spirit, we charge ourselves and commission each other to go forth from here into the midst of life as word enfleshed, as wisdom incarnate, reimagining the sacred, unbinding the word, liberating the oppressed, transforming our world, telling our story, which is God's story, proclaiming good news, really good news, in Sophia's name,
in Sophia's image,
until we meet again. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
M.T.'s comments were extemporaneous in response to the reimagining community. She did not speak from the manuscript.